that time when they're building in 74 or before 74, how was heating done? I know propane. Did propane have issues too?
Most of the heating that was done on the initial camps up there was done with stove oil. They had furnaces and hot air heat. At the camp we had at Live and Good, we fired that with propane because we bought a camp off the Kenai Peninsula that was fired with natural gas, and we changed the orifices and the furnaces to propane. And so the camp we had on the Live and Good to the Yukon Road, the big camp we had there was propane fired, and the oil companies guaranteed us that it was good to 60 below, but at 40 below it froze. And we got 60 below zero and no heat.
And I understand closer to the river, it was really...
Yeah. Well, it depended on where you were. In Fairbanks that year, it was we had a seasonal frost in early August, killed everything, and it was warm, till I think it was November 6th. And November 6th, it went from 40 above to 60 below, and it stayed there for 2 weeks. And we were in the middle of moving the camp from one location to the other. We had ABS pipe in all the utility trailers, which is the sewer pipe. And when you hooked onto one of those trailers to move it and it racked a little bit, that pipe just exploded. There were pieces all over the place. So we had a horrible mess. We had all our help. We were sleeping in beds with no heat and three or four blankets and parkas and whatnot piled on top of them. And it was a mess, but we got through it.
And that was the Live and Good to Yukon Road.
Live and Good to Yukon River,
is that,
yes.
And that road still...
Oh, yeah. That was the first segment of the Hall Road. It was from Live and Good to the Yukon.